Okay, good morning. We are in Taryag. Easter Rechitza B'Yom Kippur. Okay, Aleph. Asur Lerchotz B'Yom HaKippurim. We're all familiar. It's Asur to bathe on Yom Kippur. Bein Bechamin, Bein Mitzonin. It doesn't matter if you use hot or cold water. Both are Asur. V'afilu L'hoshit Etzba'o B'mayim Asur. Even just to put a single finger in cold water is Asur. ואם היו ידיו או רגליו או שאר גופו מלוכלכים בטיט או בצואה, if your hands or feet or any part of your body gets dirty, it could be mud, dirt, excrement, anything, או שנטף דם מחותמו, or I have some blood from your nose, anything that you consider dirt, right? Even sweat, or you touch a covered part of your body, מותר לרחצם, so then you're allowed to wash that part of the body that gets dirty.
So in other words, the Mechal is saying, that's for Hana.
That's right. The one finger is if your finger's already clean. And so why you're doing it? It's for pleasure or just... That's the Esser.
If you're dirty, you're allowed to wash
that. Because the only kind of bathing that's Esser or washing is if it gives you pleasure or for the purpose of pleasure. Okay, Mishnah Berurah points out, if you have multiple spots on your body and they all need to be cleaned, and it's like a big tircha to start spot cleaning your body, then you can bathe your whole body at once if it's going to be much more practical and much quicker and easier. Okay, but when you're doing this, he points out, make sure anytime you're bathing yourself, you're not doing it. You don't have any kavana to get hana. Like you tell yourself, I'm doing this because I'm dirty and that's the only reason. Okay? Even to remove sweat. Most poskim point out, even to remove sweat, that's also mutter. But they point out that generally speaking, if just because you're somewhat of an istinus, that's not good enough. Unless you really feel uncomfortable, you think that you smell and you can't go to shul, people are not going to want to sit next to you, then you should. You can't be in a place, you can't put yourself in a place where people don't want to sit next to you. Then you should bathe those parts of your body so that you don't have any smell. And if you just feel like you can't function, then that's okay to get rid of the sweat. Okay, bathe. Notel adam yadav shachrit. Now, we do, when we wake up in the morning, we always wash our hands, so that we still do when we get up. Umevarech al netil asidayim, and we do say the bracha of netil asidayim. V'yizeher shelo yitol ela adsof kishrei etzpeotav. But you only wash until the end of your knuckles. In other words, all your knuckles closest to the wrist.
Right. So the lower knuckles, not the...
So it depends what you call lower and higher. But the knuckles that are all your knuckles closest to the wrist. That's exactly. V'lo yichavin lehana'at rachitza, rak lehavir haruach ra'a me'al hayadayim. Again, but don't have kavana, you want to enjoy your washing your hands. The purpose is to get rid of the ruach ra'a, right? It's even a problem to start touching food or your mouth or anything until you wash your hands. So that's considered a necessity. It's part of also getting ready for tefillah and hikon and preparing yourself. So that we say is mutter, right? And we say the bracha netil asidayim. Gimel. Im hitil mayim v'shifshef biyado. If a person urinates and touches a covered part of his body, o sha'asa tzrachav v'kinach, or you relieved yourself, number two, and you wiped yourself. So then, mutar lirchotz, then you should wash your hands, it's mutter, dehavele yadav meluch lachot, because now your hands are considered dirty, v'rochetz ad sof kishrei etzpeotav, and you still only wash your fingers up till the end of the knuckles, right, closest to the wrist, all the knuckles, unless other parts also got dirty. Any part of your body that gets dirty, but normally, we're assuming only your fingers get dirty. Ve'im rotze lihit pelel. Then, if you want to daven, afilo lo kinach nami mutar litol ad sof kishrei etzpeotav. Now, if you want to go daven, even if you didn't touch any part of your body, then once you go to the restroom to relieve yourself, then we say you should wash your hands. Anytime you relieve yourself, this goes back to Siman Dalet in the very beginning. Anytime you relieve yourself, so we learn, you're supposed to wash your hands for the purpose of making sure that they're clean. Because by definition, you walk into a bathroom, sometimes your hands touch something without even realizing. So there's that aspect. And because of hikon, anytime you want to say a bracha, such as you're about to say Asher Yetzar, or you're going to daven, any of these times when you use the facilities, and then you want to say a bracha or daven, then you should wash your hands, even on Yom Kippur, just your fingers to the end of the knuckles. Let's see. All right, so that's based on hikon, which goes on all brachos, including Asher Yetzar and davening. Some point out, the Mishnah Berurah point out, there is a whole discussion in the Achronim, what you should do if you didn't even touch yourself, a covered part of your body, when you relieve yourself in the facilities. So we learned Mikar Din, you're allowed to, but some say it's questionable, so it's better to just touch a covered part of your body at one point, somewhere on your fingers, just so that you get out of that debate in halacha, if on Yom Kippur. Normally during the year you would wash your hands, but because it's Yom Kippur, there is a debate in the matter. But once you touch a covered part of your body, then the kuli alma, you should wash your hands, your fingers, right? Okay, so let's go on. Right, and Mishnah points out, once you touch one finger, a covered part of your body, just wash all your fingers. Okay, that's good. Let's go to the Haggah. V'chein kohen ha'oleh l'duchan. Now, a kohen who goes up to do Birkas Kohanim, notel yadav ad afal pi shehin tahara. So he washes his whole hand, even though his hands are 100% clean, because it's a din. It's a halacha of washing your hands. To call rov rachitza she'enu mechavin ba'alatanug muteret. And whenever it's for the sake of a mitzvah, and it's not for the sake of ta'anug, then it's mutter. And they typically wash even until their wrists. Okay, even Yom Kippur. V'lachein afilu ba min aderech v'raglav kehot mutar l'rochtzan. And therefore, if a person comes from just traveling, and his feet are weak, and you need to wash, it's mutter to wash your hands because it cleans them and gives them strength. Okay. Okay, fine. Dalad. Mishahu istinis. V'ein daito miyushevet alav ad shekaneach panav b'mayim. Person wakes up in the morning and he's an istinis, he's fussy, and he's not able to cope with how he feels and to function and walk out of his house if he doesn't wash his face. So for such a person, mutar, haga, v'nagu bazel ha'achmer. But the minag is, even for this person, it's to be machmer and not to wash his face at all. V'afilu b'rachitza te'inayim, shehiktzat refua nagu la'achmer. And the minag is, even for rachitat einayim, for your eyes, which is considered some quasi-refua, the minag is that it's aser. Again, it depends how extreme the istinus the person is. It may be mutter, maybe aser. But the general minag is not to do it at all. However, the general minag is that once you wash your hands and your fingers for getting up in the morning, right? We learned that you're supposed to do. You're supposed to wash your fingers. So then, when your fingers are still a bit moist from washing, so then that's, we say, is mutter for to clean your eyes a little bit, especially if you have any of that crust or anything in your eyes that you're allowed to clean for sure. V'asur lirchotz piv b'yom kippurim k'moshin b'er, and you're not allowed to rinse out your mouth on Yom Kippur, right? We're especially afraid you might swallow something, and so that's us. Hey, aholech lebeit hamidrash. Person goes to the beis midrash. O lahakbil pnei aviv, or to see one's father, or rabbo, his rebbe, o misha gadol mimenu bechochma, someone who's greater than in chochma, or tzorchei mitzvah, or for the purposes of a mitzvah. In other words, all these cases are tzarech mitzvah. If a person wants to do any traveling with tzarech mitzvah, so then yachol la'avor b'mayim ad savaro, you're allowed to walk through water, even if you're going to get your entire body up to your neck covered in water. Right? Because the purpose is to do a mitzvah. You're not getting wet. L'shem tanug. Bein b'halicha, bein b'chazara. Whether you're going or coming back. Bilvad shelo yotzi yadav mitachat sfat chaluko lehagbio shuei chaluko al zero. But there's one condition. So I think it's the Gemara that writes you're supposed to keep your hands in your pockets. Something along those lines. It's an expression. So there's two explanations. What's that referring to? One is mentioned here, and the other one is mentioned back in Hilchos Shabbos. So what's the reason? One is you can't fold your if you have like a long coat. So one explanation is you can't fold your coat and put it over your shoulders. So that's what this means. Why not? Because it's going to look like you're carrying. And carrying is an Isser Daraisa. So that's the problem with that. The other explanation that's given in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos is because you have to do a shinui. So that this way you know you're not going to come to squeeze out the beged once you hit get out of the wet crossing the river. Now, the water has to basically be pretty still so that it's safe to cross. If you're going to be walking through water up to your neck, it needs to be still water so that it's not dangerous. The imkain, because if it has a current, the imkain af bechol aser mipnei sakana. It's aser to walk through a river if there's a current all year long because it can sweep you away. It's dangerous. Afilu im eino magim ela ad motnayim, up until about the waist. So, okay. Obviously, it depends how strong the current is. But, okay, this has to be safe. If it's a really strong current, maybe even less. Okay. So we said you're allowed to go backwards and forwards. On the return is also mutter, because we're afraid that if we don't let you go on the return, then you might not want to. It might prevent you from going even initially. Mishnah Berurah points out, but if to visit someone of equal chachma, that you're not allowed to do. It has to be a Rebbe or somebody greater. Okay, fine. Let's go on. Vav. Had the shari la'avor begufo b'mayim idvar mitzvah, davka la'avor begufo b'mayim atzman, aval la'avor basfina ktana yesh misha'oser. So, when did we learn you're allowed to cross the river, even for a dvar mitzvah? It's if you're walking, but to start swimming or to go on a boat, so that's asa. That's from the gzera of Shabbos. You might come to build and to make yourself a little boat or fix a boat or a raft, and so that iser still stands on Yom Kippur. So you're allowed to walk, but you're not allowed to take a boat across. Okay. Fine. Zayin. Harav asur la'avor b'mayim kedilelech etzel tamido. But a rav, it's not a mitzvah for him to go, and he's not allowed to travel. Only the Talmud. He's not allowed to travel through and get himself wet.
He can't go visit his father.
Yeah, for sure he can visit his father.
Oh, so a rav can't go for another rav?
No. A rav for his Talmud.
A rav for his Talmud can't go.
Okay.
What if he's doing
Bikur Cholim? So for any mitzvah, you're allowed to. Bikur Cholim, you're allowed to. That's right. Nichum Avelim, if you do Nichum Avelim on Yom Kippur, that's general machloket, you're allowed to, but generally, okay, whatever, that's for Hilchos Avelus. Chet. Aholech Lishmor Perosav. Now, this person's afraid he's going to lose some money, so he wants to check out how his business is doing. So he's allowed to mutar la'avor b'mayim b'halicha. He's allowed to go across the water. We let him go, and he's right because he's going through the problem here is going is water, and getting yourself wet. So he's not doing it l'shem tanug, aval lo b'chazara. There's no reason for it to allow him to come back, And there's no heter of, well, if you don't let him come back, he's not going to go. Because everyone's going to be self-motivated when his money's at stake. But to do a mitzvah, then a person might say, well, I can't get back. Okay. And any time we let you go through the water, afilu hayalo derech she'achol ha'kif v'yabasha, mutar la'avor. So the Rama writes that let's say you have a choice. You can go through the water because it's quicker, it's shorter. We don't want you to take extra steps on Shabbos and Yom Kippur than you need to. So you can go right through, that's the shortcut. Or you can walk around, it'll take, I don't know, another 20 minutes, whatever it is, but then you stay dry. So the Rama says, better to go straight. There's no exact time, but the idea is, the Rama says it's better to go the quickest way possible, even if you're going to get wet, because we know you're not getting wet for Ta'anug. Right? Obviously, it depends on the person, on how hot it is, but generally, we're assuming it's not L'shem Ta'anug, and therefore, that's better. Mishnah Berurah says, most Achronim, though, disagree with the Rama, and they say it's better not to get wet on Yom Kippur, and you're better off to walk around a little bit. And I think most people would rather walk around anyway, just so they don't get their clothes all wet. But, okay, let's go on. You see, though, it's not a problem. Even if you're going to get your clothes a little bit wet, we don't say it's Asr, maybe you're going to come to Schita. But on the other flip side, we do say you have to make a Heker. You have to do some kind of a Shinui. Keep your hands in your pocket or hold your clothing a little bit in that way. But you're not, okay, your hands are below your garments a little bit. Tet. Asur lehitztanen betit lach imhu tofeach al menat lehatpiach. Okay, let's say you're hot, so you can't use your hands or your body touch even mud if it's wet enough that it can make you wet. Okay, if you're going to end up if it's moisture, that's you're going to be if you could you're allowed to touch anything that's moist, even though it's a little bit wet, as long as it's not wet enough that it's now you're going to have some wetness on your body, on your hands, or your body, that now you can make something else wet. So it has to be, right, if you have a bottle of condensation and cold, usually there's dripping drops of water, so that would not be allowed, because then you're going to have drops of water on your body. But if it's just damp, even though you know there's water there, but it's not going to get any water on you, then that's okay. And it's just saying the same concept that even though there's if it's a little bit wet, then it's a problem, and if it's completely dry, then it's not a problem. That's what we just said. Haga. So you can't lechatchila take towels and make them completely wet, and then wait for them on Shabbos to basically dry out. But they're still going to be damp, and they're still going to be cold, and it'll cool you down, because we know that often there's going to be a little bit of. It might end up being too wet still, too moist, and there'll be an issue of schita. So we don't do this lechatchila. Okay. Hachole rochets kedarko. A person who is ill is allowed to bathe himself. Afa pi she'eino mesukan. Even if he's not dangerous, but he's a chole. And a chole, we don't want him to get worse, and it's not for the purposes of it's not for the purposes of tanug, it's because the person is sick. So there's no iser for a person who's sick to bathe. Yod. Kala koshoshim yom muter lirchotz panea. So when a young lady or any lady gets married, for the first 30 days when she gets married, if Yom Kippur falls out 30 days from her wedding, within the 30 days she's muter to wash her face. Right, because we don't want her to not look good in front of her husband. Right, that's the general halacha, that's how it's quoted, so that she still looks good for her husband, especially for the first 30 days. The Mishnah Berurah just points out, he quotes the Chai Adam, that he says in his days, he never saw, the Chai Adam never saw any a new kala. Actually, wash her face. And he says it was probably usher because, and Chayadim saying in his days, it was probably usher because the girl, or inappropriate, because women wouldn't see their husbands. Their husbands would be in shul all day long. So it really depends. Many achronim don't mention this chumra of the Chayadim. So it depends on the situation, if they might see each other or not see each other. But mikar adin, it seems to be 100% mutter. I guess it depends how you interpret the Mishnah Berurah as well, and the Metzias. Yud Aleph. Mi shira'a keri bazman hazeh biyom ha-kippurim. So now, someone who sees keri, seminal flow, nowadays on Yom Kippur, im lachu mekanach obemalpa v'daya. If you notice it and it's still wet, you just wipe it off and you're fine. Your body's clean. Or if it becomes dry and crusted or sticky and you need to clean it or it's dirty, then rochets mekomot hamluch achim bo levad umit pala. Then it's no problem. You are allowed to wash it, the area that you need to, and you daven and you continue on. V'asur lerchotz gufo o litbol, but it's aser to bathe your whole body because of that, or to go to the mikvah, or to pour on tisha kabin. That's aser on Yom Kippur. Afa pisha b'sha'ar yemot ha'shana hu ragil litbol latfilah. Even though all year long, normally you go to the mikvah, especially before davening, it doesn't matter. On Yom Kippur, it's aser, and nowadays, a bal keri halachas clearly, you don't have to. A bal keri does not need to go to the mikvah. If you do it, it's your chumra. On Yom Kippur, it's aser of rechitza. Yirbet, b'zman hazeh, aser l'isha litbol b'yom ha'kippurim. Nowadays, women are not allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Filu higia zman tvilata bo b'yom. Even if that's her time, then it's still aser, even though that would be her leil mitzvah, leil tvila, whatever, it would be aser. Even if she just wants to be pure, so that certainly, you know, it's easier to hand things off and etc. Doesn't matter. It's aser and Yom Kippur. Okay, yeah, we'll stop here.
It's very interesting.